25% of people using dating apps have lied about this in their dating profile.
Is this their hobbies?
Their hobbies. That's a good guess. It's not their hobbies. Hi, Kiss 98.5.
Hi, I'm just calling for an impossible question.
Yeah, 25% of people using dating apps have lied about this in their dating profile.
Their occupation?
Occupation is a good guess, but that's not it. Hi, Kiss 98.5.
Is it their occupation?
Not their occupation. Hi, Kiss 98.5.
Hi, yeah, I think it's got to be their height.
It is their height. What's your name?
I'm Johnny.
Johnny. Are you on dating apps, and would you lie about your height?
I am not on dating apps, happily married, but I would never lie about my height. Not something that, I feel like once you're in person with the person, it's like, yeah. it kind of becomes obvious, right?
Right, I guess so. Yeah, that's not going to be good to lie about because somebody's going to be like, you're not.
If they arrive and you're seated and right. You just never get up, you're good.
But from a girl's perspective, Johnny, let me ask you this question. What if it counts how tall I am when I wear the heels that I like?
What do you mean by that?
Like,
so
say,
Jane's 5 foot, now she's 5'3".
I'm not 5 foot. I'm 5'7".
Oh, yeah, no. So, it is what it is with girls. Girls get away with it, right? They wear their heels.
Yeah,
you know what to expect.
Right. So no, I just want permission that. To, you know.
It's false advertising.
False advertising, because I do wear heels a lot, so, you know.
And what kind of guy doesn't like a girl in heels, right? Like,
exactly my point. Do you have any fun stories from your friends, since you're happily married, and their dating app stories? A fun one for this Friday morning?
You know, not really, unfortunately. I wish I did for you. I'm a little past that dating app stage. All my friends got married early on in their, you know, mid to early 20s, 30s, and before dating apps really became too prevalent. But
right.
That's all I got for you.
I have a good one for you. Want to hear mine?
Yeah.
So absolutely. We have friends. Actually, we're going to their house tonight, and they're celebrating their 10th anniversary. And it's so funny because she dated a lot on dating apps and literally kept a spreadsheet. He, of all the guys she dated, you can't make this up. He had one problem, that this was that if you could pass this test, you could possibly be his future wife. And it was called the breakup bucket. He's a boater. And if the person had to throw up on the boat because of rough water, you know how the lake can get bad and stuff. If they had to throw up in the bucket, he couldn't be with them because he liked boating more than anything. And so if they threw up in the bucket, they were out. So that was a deal breaker for him. And now they boat
like
and they're
that.
Happily married. Yeah, it's funny, isn't it?
I mean, at least he put it out there and he knows what he likes. And if they can't hang with him, then he's done.
Hup, he's out. She's out, or whoever's out. Anyway, great She's to talk out, yeah. to you. You win today's impossible question. 25% of people on dating apps lie about their height.